Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Her tits to her shoulders so she could breastfeed her teenagers while they were standing behind her. We're back!
We did it, guys.
We're fucking back. Episode number 28.
It's fully actual.
What the fuck?
It wasn't. We weren't actually full for a bit.
It fully was like...
We were half-assing meals.
Fuck me. So what the fuck? We've had a month off of the podcast.
And we are sleepy as hell today.
Yeah, we've been out fucking filming. It's not our regular podcast filming day just this week. It will be back to normal times next week. But just this week, we're fucking trying to get on top of shit. And my God, bro. It's been fucking crazy shit, man.
We're starting public shit again.
Yeah, we've been filming some public experiments. But you're probably wondering, what the fuck happened? Well, you guys go off for 4 weeks or suddenly like that gone. Like that, what?
This shit gets draining, everyone. It gets fucking relentless. It's like you've sold your soul to entertainment and you can't get a break. And then you've got family members who have health problems. So you go help them. Because family, at the end of the day, sort of comes...
Well, I think what it was...
Second.
We were leading very unhealthy lifestyles, is what it was as well, to coincide with our...
We weren't getting much sleep.
We were putting a lot of bad shit in our bodies, young.
We weren't working out.
Yeah, we weren't exercising because COVID snapped us out of our routine of gymming because the gyms were closed. So we just stopped working out, started eating shit. Started just fucking piling in the bloody cocaine and the drugs and oh my God, we had a bloody fun time. Wasn't that true? We had a bloody good time. But then bang!
We'd depression. Wake up,
depression, anxiety. You can't be funny when you're sad. So we said, you know what? We need a break. A proper just fucking... Because there's breaks. We take breaks. But really, our phones are on us and we're fucking still replying to DMs. We're still replying to comments. We're still checking emails. So it's not a proper break.
Yeah, fuck. Do you know how nice it is getting rid of this thing?
So we needed to just
your
fucking
phone, kids.
Have a month off of filming and just fucking social media. And we just needed to sort of...
Ground ourselves.
Use that time to change our lifestyles a bit. And so now we're fucking healthy little beings, aren't we? Eh?
We're getting there.
We're drinking far, far less. No drugs. We're just going to bloody... knuckle down and just try and be happy and funny and just work and make the work sustainable.
Enjoy what we used to do. It wasn't getting fun anymore and we want it to be fun again.
And and now we've cut back on all the bad shit. Now we're working our heart again.
I had a salad today.
You know, we're fucking eating salads all the time and shit and we're feeling fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's reflecting, it's like it's more fun already. Like we're motivated to get some funny shit done.
I'm trying to get the purple shit. Have you guys noticed that fucking, the bags I get? It's probably still fucked. There's like purple shit around my eyes and bags. They're slowly going.
People varicose veins. Under your eyes.
Yeah. Your eyes look more blue.
So yeah, so that explains why the break is. We needed a dramatic change to our lifestyles, and we've done that now, and it's fucking. We're feeling pretty good already, and it's only been what fucking a week and a bit back.
Yeah,
isn't that right, mate?
We saw Fallon today.
Yeah, some Fallon. We did a video with Jackson Idowdy on the it's on the fucking
for the website.
Website.
Yeah, that will be out by now.
No, it's out now already. It was out on Wednesday.
Ooh.
Yesterday. So fucking he pisses on us and shit. Like we were just trying to find out if he's real and yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, once he brings out the salmon. caviar.
Luckily, you would have seen that we still had videos coming out. It's because we had videos banked up. So during our month off, we still had videos coming out. But now when we decided to start filming again, we had no videos, none. So now we have to fucking film hard and fast.
We're grinding. But as we said, it's enjoyable again. I had fun today and I've had fun the last week.
Yeah, it's been a bloody great time, mate. We went and played golf the other day, which turned into a fucking fuck off pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, God, we didn't really... We got too competitive and then we started cheating.
There'll be a video about that soon too, won't there?
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about Matt.
Matt, what have you been doing? God, he looks so fucking dressed up today. He's got a belt, long
sleeved shirt,
black
belt.
Shirt.
Oh, he's got those shoes on that those fucking bogans wear to the casino.
I've been that's nice. I think my shoes are above that.
Yeah.
But no, I've just been researching in some very corporate areas.
You have been researching. I saw thee on these days. Very research. Very controversial too.
That's an excellent segue. Is it segue? Segue? Segue?
Matt, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to say milk pillow.
Milk pillow.
Say it how you fucking normally say it. Don't be America.
How do I...
We heard James
told
us.
Go on, fucking say it, mate. Go on, say it again. Use it in a sentence.
You are starting to piss me off.
I have a milk pillow under my blanket.
I have a milk pillow.
Milk.
You
milk.
You fucking
fucking idiot. It's an I, not an E.
God, what are you? Egyptian / New Zealand?
How did you guys know I fucked that up all the time?
James
just thought.
Fucking hell, he buried me. Why?
I just
thought.
No,
he said it was funny and then we got mad.
Really?
And we said we'd bring
when
it
did
up
he tell you
podcast.
This?
He was over the other night, we were playing.
He was dropping the bloody green screen back and he said, hey, get Matt to say milk pillow.
Yeah, what's it look like? Is this...
Yeah, it looks good.
Can you see the bottom wall?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, just you can't with you in front of it. But
The green screen, for those watching the video version of the podcast, the green screen will be back next week.
And this is the piece I did on my month off. I've gotten into art.
That's what he spent his month doing.
So, yeah, psychedelics.
We're going to become so beautiful now as well. So, you might notice our bodies...
No, don't fucking talk it up.
You might notice our bodies transforming over the next few weeks.
We wear the same shirts.
And that's because we are... aren't we? Eh?
Hang on. What's wrong with the way... Why is it so bad that I say milk that way?
Because you're not
it's pronounced
that.
Milk.
It's not fair.
Well, what else? Say six.
Six.
Pillow.
Pillow.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Just.
And, you know, it actually just highlights that James Lee is quite a good friend. You two didn't really pick it up. So,
no,
I'm quite offended. I'm quite offended and I'm probably going to go to the government about it.
I don't even hear.
Okay.
This what you've written here is disgusting. Matthew Brown. Okay, these on these days are disgusting. Do you hear me? Disgusting. On this day... In 2014, Justin Bieber boiled his testicles by standing over a pot of water and dipping them in when the water was scaldingly hot. He had some slut over and couldn't find any condoms and read online that boiling your testicles kills the living sperms in there, making his next load sterile. Things didn't go quite to plan, though, when Justin sprayed his now boiling hot man cream onto the girl's face, giving her third-degree burns and blinding her in both eyes. She fell pregnant anyway, but chose not to keep the baby because blind parents are fucking shit at looking after kids. Literally. Wow. Let's just
you're
give
an asshole,
a
man.
Moment to let that sink in. Ah, I feel heavy. I feel heavier knowing that. On this day in 1994, Will Smith came home to see his wife being rage pumped by a close family friend. Will stood in silence as his wife's body was being scrunched up and pounded in a hot sex dance, which ended in some incredibly fast thrusts. Will's wife noticed him watching after and said it wasn't what it looked like and that they were just exercising and accidentally got entangled. Will immediately forgave his wife and went on believing it was an accident for another 15 years until he became suspicious when he found her entangled with another man for the 116th time. They are now spending some time apart so Will Smith can get on top of the housework without stumbling across his missus being filled by other men.
Ooh, where's a recent thing about that?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. So she must have been doing that for a while.
Partly true, that's so.
Didn't he like...
What do you mean partly true, Matt?
He went on Oprah Winfrey.
We left out some
chat.
Facts.
All right, you left some of it out to keep to make sure that legally
keep the lawyers away,
because Will Smith said he didn't want that part on there. Yeah.
And for contrast,
spoke to Will Smith
for contrast. Yeah.
I rang him, had a chat before we did the podcast.
That's how deep his research connections go. On this day in 1999, Cristiano Ronaldo was approached by a female fan hoping to get a photo with him after training. She handed him her 8-week-old newborn baby, who happened to be wearing a black and white spotted onesie. Cristiano tossed the baby up, out in front of himself, before stepping forward and striking the baby cleanly and powerfully. The baby slung into the top right corner of the goal, spinning violently through the air. The volley itself was incredibly impressive, but unfortunately the baby was killed instantly. Cristiano admitted later that he assumed that the baby was actually a soccer ball. Ronaldo was not charged because he's rich and shit.
Oh, imagine kicking a baby.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's been done in history. Someone's
Dude,
definitely
in
done
Cambodia, the killing fields, they'd get them. I think we spoke about this in a previous podcast. They get the babies to kill him in the genocide, smack their heads into the smack their heads into the tree, and you can see when you go there all their teeth in the tree still.
Well, they can't have been that young then if they got bloody teeth on them.
Yeah, I guess it's okay then.
Yeah. If they're fucking 6, 7, 8, 9, swing away,
that's
bro.
That's probably bad too, but it's not as bad as
when did you go to the killing fields?
Last weekend.
23.
It'd probably be better being a newborn because you can't really remember shit anyway. You know what I mean? You don't know what's going on when you're a baby, man.
You'd want to be a baby over a toddler because a baby would be...
Like if you're a toddler, you know something's about to go down.
Yeah,
you know? 100%. You're aware.
But and your baby skull's weak as shit, so it's going to snap way easier, and then you're just going to be...
I still remember like how my early like first 6 months of life, how fast it all went, and then sort of coming to when I was 3 years old at Christmas.
Yeah, cool. You don't really remember anything till like 3 or 4.
I do.
Yeah, my memory's about 5 maybe.
Anyway, on this day in 2016, Mel Gibson used the fingernails of Jewish virgins to build a large boat. He would lure the Jewish virgins into his home with sweets and breast milk, and then catch their wrists from a trap he had rigged using the bowl where the sweets were. From there, he would remove their fingernails and release them. He wanted to build a boat to prove that Jews can be useful for something, but was incredibly embarrassed when the boat sunk immediately, as fingernails don't float.
Oh, wow. Does he hate Jews?
Yeah, he must
do. Or is it?
He's had a few instances like that were like caught on camera or caught in recording or something where he's
He fucking
he's
hates
been
him.
A bit
hasn't he had like rants about him and shit?
Yeah, a bit rant.
That or was it black rant. People he didn't like? No, it was
no.
That was crazy.
He's just gone on a few rants. That's all.
But yeah, I like Ricky Gervais in the
way he introduced him at the Golden Globes or whatever it was.
My mum's met Mel Gibson.
Oh, really?
Did she have sex with him?
Yeah, he's actually my dad.
That's Mel Gibson's son. No wonder you hate Jews so much and you always snicker about them when they walk past.
That's your German. Oh, I hate Germans.
Look at that Jew walking past, shakes his head side to side, angry like that.
No. No, you're the German.
Yeah, I am German and I don't hate Jews. That's how open-minded and loving I am. anyway, it's next segment time, and the segment has not been renamed. It's just called Q&A.
Oh, we don't have many questions because we forgot. So we'll do the couple that we do have, and then me and Martin will ask each other 2 questions.
And then starting next Tuesday, so when you see this, you'll see this on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Send some
depending
through
where
Instagram.
You are. Yeah, we'll have a story up. So send us some questions that you want us to fucking answer on our DMs, all right? It's just we forgot today. We're filming, and because it's not our usual podcast day, we're a bit all over the bloody joint.
Hey.
Sorry, mate.
Huh.
I just need to duck out for an emergency call.
No worries, mate.
Yeah, I'll be back in a sec.
No worries, mate.
Connor, cut that.
We definitely won't be talking about you. I can't believe him today.
Man, my eyes are closing.
I can't believe him today. Can you believe that?
Yeah, what did he do again? He was pissing us off about...
He was just like... He's being all like...
There was something he did. My memory's fucked.
Like, comes in wearing like a suit.
Oh, yeah, the formal wear.
It's like, man. Like, really? You know?
Trying to make us look shit in casual wear. Where are the stars, Matt?
Taking it's really shaking me.
All right, this one's from
Crunchy labia, probably.
Crunchy labia. Hi, this is a question for your podcast, please.
Crunchy
labia. I like to listen to your podcast for fun and relax. Marty, has a cow ever attempted to revenge fuck you?
No, that's all just...
Because they're dead normally or highly wounded.
It's constant fear. Like, there's bulls won't even charge at me, brother. You know, like, they fucking know. Like, they've seen me around, like... It's hard. It's getting harder because like they see me.
Sense they shit see like me dogs
fucking,
too.
They see me sprinting up the fucking roads a couple of K's away and then they start moving already. So I have to like approach at nighttime. It's getting difficult, but I like the challenge. I love it. It's getting like I really have to strategize and like pick my spots and pick like the weak ones. And it's just like it's becoming quite a mental exercise and I'm really enjoying it. It's like really fun having that extra challenge of them knowing who I am now. Do you know what I mean?
When you fuck when you fuck a kid cow, like a calf, do the parents come and defend it?
Or it is a fucking everything evacuates, not just cows. Other animals leave as well. It's not something you want to beat around.
So the parent won't defend their kid. They'll let you fuck the kid.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look,
a calf.
Look, if a cow comes at me because I've got its calf, it's too dead. So it's like there's no point. It's like if I'm shooting your kid, you're not going to come and say, "Hey, stop doing that," because you should get shot as well.
But
leave.
You beat them. There's a chance.
You can't.
With the kids, it's harder.
I'm not me when I'm there. It's like a monster.
Yeah, I can see that. I've seen parts.
Yeah,
of
you've
that
seen
before.
You've seen glimpses.
That was the time when we abducted that dude in the boot.
Exactly right, mate.
Stomping his chest pretty hard.
Exactly right, mate. When we kidnapped that guy for money,
we pissed in his mouth.
When
until
we kidnapped
he
that fucking guy.
Episode 16 or 17, I believe. Podcast season 1.
It's in season 1.
It's
the story.
A fuck story.
But we can only give parts of the story because I remember even when we told that story, we had to like.
I think I admitted some then, so you can link them together. And remember, we did it, so you don't have to. So it's fucking. We're fucking heroes. Also, the second part of that question is. Also, due to you are scientists, if you put food in your bum, do you poo out of your mouth? I saw this once on a show and I have conflicted ideas about it.
Depends how much food you shove up your ass, because some of it does get absorbed into the colon walls. I've seen it. I've been in a colon.
Well, you can shelve pingers.
Yeah, and they stay there.
When you do it, for people that are above 18, you put your finger in there with the pill.
You don't have to go far.
And then you just hook it in. And then it somehow it just works.
Just gone. And then,
it's
then,
probably, what, 20 minutes it hits.
Yeah, and it's like...
Yeah, it hits you quick. The little veins in your bum soak them up real fast.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I just realized that this Instagram name, Crunchy Labia, isn't a labia part of a woman's... Click.
A labia? Labia. What's
I'm
that
I'm going to Google it. If Matt Brown was here, he'd be able to Google it for us. Anyway,
he's being corporate.
Labia. Whoa. There are two pairs of labia, the lips of the outside of the vagina, known as the labia majora. See? Crunchy labia. That is fucked. Granola.
Granola bar. That's like menopause shit.
Next question.
All right, this one's from TRC. And if you want to go to his actual Instagram, it's born.2.b.metal.
But, by the way, this podcast is proudly sponsored by the University of Markle website, our subscription website. And the app will be ready soon. We've hit hurdle after hurdle with this fucking app. And the Apple Store has so many fucking things that you need to tick off before you're allowed to publish your fucking app. So it's coming, and I know we keep saying, oh, it's about a month away. But yeah, I honestly, I don't know. It's not far, but I can't give you a day, man. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
getting,
what I mean?
It's getting silly.
So if you want to support this podcast, subscribe to our subscription website.
Right? Help us.
Oh yeah, we're going to start replying to some comments on these on the YouTube as well. So if you have any questions you want to ask about things we haven't covered or during the break or whatever, just fucking whack them down and bloody...
We'll go through bloody Matos questions.
Fucking Matos Gregory fucking Brownskis. We'll fucking have a go at answering for you, brother.
Sorry.
Who was it?
It was an emergency work call.
Who was it?
For research.
I can't say his name.
Legally.
He's a special assistant researcher.
Very impressive.
And from this born.2.b.metal, how old were you both and what's the story behind the first time you shown your rear gaping lemon lips to a stranger? Love what you fucking dog cunt legends do. Proud member of your site.
Oh, legend.
And I love the content. Keep it up.
True fan.
Back, Michael. Love you.
It's a bit of a party trick now, pulling our ass cheeks apart.
We used to do it in high school to all of our chick friends. It's fine when you're under 18. You can show anyone your asshole.
I used to do it to you a lot and blow kisses.
Yeah.
That's how it started, I think. The kiss blowing. And then we just started doing it to friends because...
Remember Ash
always...
and Ellen? I'd always show them my asshole.
Because they were always so shocked and disgusted. I think there were some questions that I fucking had.
Follow through question
but
with that.
We did have that fucking story from a few weeks ago where I sexually assaulted a bouncer at a...
Yes.
That was awkward.
Yeah, go on. Let's fucking hear it then, Cal.
Yeah, let's go.
But I was trying to go into a bathroom with a bag of sugar... to have sugar with my friend, and he was behind me. And then when we got in there, he wasn't behind me, and I quickly got down on all fours, pulled my pants down, spread the asshole,
expecting our friend to walk in behind him, but no, a bouncer walks in first.
And he just fucking, he thought I'd killed someone.
Oh, sorry, no, sorry.
Get out right now. It just Michael, went insane. Michael? From 0 to 100 because he saw a bumhole.
Michael.
Bumhole.
It wasn't the security guard, it was the venue manager. That
fucking
crazy.
Same thing.
No, because the security guard was quite nice to you guys about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't want to like put him down.
He actually laughed about it. So.
Yeah, he laughed about it, the venue manager.
It is a shocking thing to see. Not many people have... Not probably 99.9%... Or maybe like 98% of everyone in the world hasn't seen a stranger's asshole. A stranger's asshole.
Even a chick's asshole is fucking gross.
You fuck them. You fuck them and dip your fingers in them. A lot of boys now love to just sling their tongues up assholes.
Yeah, we know a few.
I think I'm too old for that phase.
I can't do it. A rim job would be too much.
It'd smell like what the fuck? You're licking shit.
Oh, especially after a night out in the clubs getting all boogie.
It's the same as licking a toilet bowl.
You got shit sweat up there and fucking... Oh.
Gruel.
And then if you jizz in it, they shit out top deck shit.
One very good memory from the time you're getting kicked out. The venue manager was going off at us and yelling at all of us like we'd all done it to him. But one of the best parts...
Always get us in strife.
Yeah. One of the best parts was Michael turned to the venue manager and goes, I wasn't even half spread. Which provoked me.
I had this fucking last minute thought. I was like, what if it's not mono? And then I turn and you see his face make eye contact with both my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Eye contact with both my eyes and then eye contact with my third eye. And I'm fucking out. And then I straight up, dude, I'm sorry. It wasn't meant for you.
That'd be better. That whole story would be a perfect cartoon to make if someone could. Because that'd be really funny.
Yeah, we need to get back in those little animations. Marty and Michael.
But yeah, seeing an asshole is a very shocking thing, I think, if someone hasn't seen it before. But we should do a video just showing people our assholes.
Dude, I wish it was socially acceptable. But like, because yeah, with her every day, it's like you get flashes of bumhole probably 30 times throughout the day. And bits of weird,
hey,
long,
come on
fucking
now.
Progressive, hey. 30-second farts, tightened.
Hey.
That's the sound, but it goes twice as long. And you've seen it in
it's
a previous
like
podcast.
That. It's more
go
like
back
this.
To it. Bravo! They're too good though. You can't not love them. Like,
you are welcome, world! My gift to you all!
That is special shit!
Three!
Oh man.
Yeah, I found some questions.
Oh, okay. Let's progress with the question.
Anyway, so during the month off, every now and then, I screenshotted some questions you guys were sending in because I guess some people just didn't realize that the podcast wasn't going ahead. But yeah, so we got a question here from Jason Jensen. JJensen1905 is his username on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe you want to like go check him out. So he's asked, he said this, right? Hello, fellow fellows of the scientific commune. Yeah, I separate with shit to a cunt. Anyway, question for the podcast. The old potty cunt, you know, eh? I'm not making this up. This is what he's written. My keen science eye has detected that your medic may be of the canine variety. I've recently acquired a canine and also need a new associate who can keep their fucking gob shut, unlike the last cunt. Less said about him, the better. But anyway, how do I get this dog to patch me up and drive stick? It's all about training medics and dogs and all that. It's all about little bit at a time.
You're a great fucking dog trainer. But we can be honest with him. A few... Oh, it's thick air. It's steam.
It smells like a public toilet.
It's too hard to hate. I love it. Like, never ever stop that. It's one of your best tricks.
Yeah, I know.
That could fix fucking poverty. That could fix terrorism.
It has fixed poverty.
That's probably stopped, like, COVID in half of this state.
I don't want this tea anymore. Jason Jensen, it's just little bits at a time. Little train him to put. Do you want to teach him to drive a manual car? You say first teach him put his paw on the fucking gear stick. Then once he knows how to do that, you teach him paw, and then you teach him how to push it up into gear. Say boom boom, and then you teach him put his other paw on, start steering the wheel, and then so on and so forth. So little incremental little steps. That's how you do it.
And then a few huge lashings.
And then every now and then
when he acts out,
cunt's not listening. You fucking open palm slam him,
and anyway. He'll learn quick. But only when they're young, because you don't want them to remember it.
Well, it's a prank.
Well, I think he does remember because he is so well disciplined.
Yeah, he does not. No, man. Sometimes he tests it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got to call him like three times sometimes.
Yeah, he knows now that because he never gets really disciplined anymore. So he gets lazy with listening. And then every now and then I have to yell at him. And then he listens again for a few weeks and then slowly tapers off into not listening again. Bosley. Next question is from Charlie Harris. And his username is Charlie Harris 24910. Okay. And he has asked, if Stephen Hawking is now a series of computers, does that mean when I'm watching porn, I'm watching him, or am I showing him the porn? P.S. I was going to send a dildo that I paid a friend to use while on her period, and then realized how disgusting it was. Yeah, please
don't. No, do that.
Keep safe, guys. Anyway, how was Matt's weekend?
He is both. He's both the computer. He knows what you're watching, but he is. Well, you are watching him.
He's delivering it. If you type in
he's like
porn,
the mailman, Postman Pat in virtual world.
You type in porn,
Stephen Hawking is the one who gives you the porn. He hands it to the screen.
He's got all his hands and he transfers the
files.
So if
you open your computer quick enough, you can actually see glimpses of his little fucking fucked up little claw putting the porn on the screen.
Little sounds.
In his little fucking chair that he's in. He's still a bit fucking mangled and shit. He's fucking gigabytes and shit, cunt. He's fucking like code fucking hanging off his fucking face. Gigabytes over here, cunt. And he's fucking putting the porn with a megabyte pixels and shit, cunt.
He drills wires.
He's fucking all over the shop, cunt.
His heart's a motherboard. Yeah, no, he's still kicking in the virtual world. And yeah, he is porn and he watches your porn. And he provides it. He's Postman Pat.
Postman Pat.
Postman. And Matt, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. I saw you guys.
Oh yeah. We've created a new game.
We've invented a sport called Tocker.
And we will not... Oh, I can't wait to play it again. We could fucking somehow set up a competition.
It should be...
It's the new UFC.
It should be Olympics. Hey, also, before we continue with the questions, look, we've got some PO Box shit. You guys have been sending some shit. We're just going to open one at a time.
There's a couple others,
so don't worry. Unless we start getting heaps of shit, then we'll open a few. But look at this big package. And I just noticed it says glass on there. Look at that. See that? Look, it's got glass in it. So who knows what's in there? Could be a pipe. Could be a pipe. Next question is from Poot, POOTSTODRASCH, Mutz, MOOTS. And his name is Matty.
Good name.
And he has asked, love the podcast and the website. Just want to say, everyone fucking sign up, you fucks. Yeah, look at all these testimonials from happy website people. It's two fucking brand new videos a week.
The app's going to make it better.
The app is going to... You'll be able to comment. You can fucking... It's just going to be neck lel, brother. Neck lel. Anyway, Matty has said, a question for your podcast. What do your guys' girlfriends think of the podcast? And do you think they'll ever have them on as guests? Seeing your chemistry with your better halves would make for the best content. Yeah, look, it's something we we're open to.
Mine used to, but I think there's just so many fucking vids now. It's like I wouldn't want to watch her do her job every fucking day.
Yeah, they get a bit over. Like, there's just so much shit for them to watch. It's like, another video.
It's the same shit.
It's like
and
a
they
fucking
see
video
it live at fucking normally anyway.
But yeah, some of their shit in the like the me just like showing the squirty.
Yeah. Do you do that around mine?
No, not to that extent. Connor, please blur my anus as well when it's being placed.
Is that
anus.
German?
Anus?
No, it's just how you say anus.
Anus sounds worse, actually.
But yeah, look, we'll get them all. I'm not against having them on here. And what do they think? They like it, I guess, because they need a fucked up sense of humor to be dating us. So I guess they like it. But yeah, it's like... Sometimes it's be like, oh, you got tattoos on your feet. It'll be fun to explain to the family.
Yeah, but when crunch comes to shove, fucking so cool.
We are gods.
So like, they're lucky.
Oh, look, he's got another question here. Hey guys, just wanted to say, loving the podcast, loving the website, loving all of the videos that you guys put out. Hope you guys are staying safe mentally and physically. Anyways, question for the podcast for when it comes back. Marty, how come you never do the weird gagging sounds when you're doing prank calls? That shit is hilarious. It gets me every time. What weird gagging noises?
What the?
We were doing some of that today.
Legitimately gagged then. I don't know. I guess I can do it. I'll do it. We got some good videos coming. I'll do it. Next segment.
Oh.
Has been renamed.
Hey, my eyes are closing.
I don't even know how to say this, man. He's got his teleprompter and it's just a bunch of letters and words and a number. 7.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 7. That's more like a number.
All right, this segment is a podcast where you just open the fucking shit you dogs send to us live on the podcast. You have a parcel from... It doesn't say. It's always a bit scary when it doesn't say, is it? It could be fucking anything, cunt.
One day.
It could fucking be anything.
One day we're going to get like some fucking bad thing sent. Do you reckon that'll happen?
You've had some bad things sent.
Don't put it out there. Because then some fucking
human shit's fine. That dude, I'd love to see a bloody dildo. That'd be funny. Well,
didn't someone set a period thing once?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that was probably the worst.
I smelt that too.
That's probably the worst.
I smelt that with my nostrils.
That was worse than shit.
Yeah.
Be careful, it's got glass, dude. Be careful, it's got glass.
I don't care. Whoa! It's fireworks! People listening on Spotify would have been like, fuck. Something's just fucking blown up in the cunt's hand, cunt. All right, let's see where it is.
I can't forfeit you, Mark Libby.
Fucking cunt.
Shut up. All
right, I'm still opening it. There's like a bit of a cardboard fucking thing. And now there's bubble wrap everywhere. It's not fireworks. Fucking hell, count.
Imagine if it was a car, like a new car.
Or a Bronco. One of the Brisbane Broncos.
A baby Bronco.
A signed photo of Darren Lockyer.
It was Michael Fallon.
Michael Fallon used to play for the baby Broncos, everyone.
Yeah, fun fact.
Go and message him on Instagram and say, oh my God, did you really play for the baby Broncos?
Fuck me, they make things hard.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
It's beautiful.
I'm super excited.
I'm turning around in a second here, mate. You're not going to believe this. This is unbelievable. This is him in his prime state.
Whoa.
So we've been sent a framed picture of Stephen Hawking when he's what? Maybe
Stephen Hawking's.
When he's maybe Stephen Hawking's.
They fucked up the spelling.
That's all right.
We're going to have to find somewhere on the table for that.
We'll find a Nico and add an S to the end.
Holy shit. This
unbelievable.
Is going up.
That's, well, thank you.
Can this go somewhere in the, like here? Would you be able to make that work?
That is fucking beautiful, mate.
Just for today.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to have the best bats to that.
They didn't send a letter or anything? They want us to, like, shout out something? I thought Steve could go on the new podcast hour from the lovely young chap you met at JB Hi-Fi, Richie. I remember that.
Oh, dude.
You fucking legend.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, that kid was a fucking ledge. Good
Will
on you.
Will that just sit like that? Or do you want the big candle in front of the finger? Like, I'm not a fukuru.
Thank you very much for that. That is fucking beautiful. Absolutely beautiful, mate.
Does it
have
look
a gaze
good?
On that, eh?
Oh, fuck.
Oh. Popped off.
That's honestly that and the drugs. That's second to the drugs we've been sent.
Just make sure you don't knock the table too much.
No, I have to. It's good testing. It's what we do. We're scientists. We test shit.
That was the PO unboxing this. We got some other cool packages and then we'll fucking.
Should we do one more? I'm excited.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do one more.
Oh, yeah! Remember, guys, if you want to... Ooh. How does he do it for that long?
I love the little...
explosions at the end there. Remember, guys, if you want to send fucking incredible, meaningful shit like that, that's like a shrine. P.O. Box 256 Tagum 4018. Queensland, Australia.
If you want to fucking send us...
add to this beautiful table. That's the second best thing we've been sent.
If you got a business, you want to send us some shit, fucking feel free. We'll bloody open it live on the podcast. Oh, shit. I haven't even... Look, we're opening another one. We're opening another one right now. And this is from... I don't know. It's from France. This is from France. It better not
be from
bloody Paris.
Yeah, we've had some run-ins with those bloody Parismans.
This stands for Matthew. Hang on, what do we got here? Let's read this. Dear Marty and Michael, here is a little present for you guys. I made it in honor of Matthew Brown from Research, our best researcher in the world. You are really funny cunts, especially Michael when he says DVDs and Marty when he acts like he has Down syndrome and shits on Michael. Keep being silly baboons. Cheers from France, Simon. P.S. I'm an anteater. Holy fuck, he's an anteater.
Wow.
This stands for Matthew Brown's perseverance as a researcher. And he's drawn like a symbol. This is a symbol and it looks like a triangular...
Would you get that tattooed?
Erect dick.
Yeah, all right.
And that's...
That's actually rad. That'd be cool.
But the best part of it is it's a framed image.
Oh, yes!
What does it say, Matt?
Three.
It says three. It's got the number three on it and it's hand-drawn and coloured in. And thank you so much, Simon, from France. You're a fucking good boy.
That is so good.
That is a fucking good boy. Opening presents like shit Christmas. It's like a shit Christmas or something.
Beautiful his handwriting is.
Yeah, it's very French.
Oh, yeah, those French know how to
write. Very French handwriting. Everything they do is elegant.
It's all like 1800s. Is that what it is there?
And he's fully drawn like
a revolution
image for you, Matt.
I know. That's going to get tattooed. That's Celebrity and Kara Kum.
That's your logo.
That's my logo.
It's Matt Brown's logo. And we'll just sit that there like that. And you guys can see that now. All right, so the next segment has been renamed to Guy. And this is a segment where we do a stunt, a crazy, crazy stunt. And this week, Michael is going to pour boiling water on his fingers.
I reckon we try and snap the time machine over my head. That's thick.
Yeah, it's very thick. Maybe a touch too thick. It's made of steel and reinforced diamonds.
Do you reckon... I came up with that then. No.
Like that?
This way.
So we have this time machine here. It looks a lot like a remote, but it's a time machine. So we've used it in video, so don't say that's fake shit because it's fucking true, cunt. And Michael wants to snap this over his head because we can build one of these, like, takes a couple of hours.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday morning. Sunday morning or maybe even like a Sunday afternoon or something.
Have lunch or something.
So Michael's going to attempt to break this on his head and I am going to...
You should cut a finger off.
Yeah. I'll cut my pinky off if you can break it. We got a pair of
scissors.
Would
you be able to do that with those scissors?
Not with these, probably.
No way. They'd be way too blinded.
What would happen if you went full fucking ringworm on it?
It takes like half an hour to cut through it.
Just crushes you.
Oh, dude. Did I tell you this story one time when we were at your mum's place on a kick-ons? There was this blunt knife and I was sitting there trying to get attention.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
And it was blunt, so I went as hard as I could.
Oh, shit.
And it went in and then it started pissing blood. And it freaked me out. I was like, but it didn't go deep. Fuck that. Anyway, good day. All right.
Here we go. Michael is removing his headphones.
And, I'm going to go in between time here.
You've only got one chance.
Just watch.
So we don't exactly know what's going to happen here because it is a fully functional... Fully functional time machine. We could end up in a different era, Matt. So get ready. Maybe message your mother. Let her know. Because we might not be.
Me, Julie.
Seriously, this is uncharted territory. I've never broken a time machine before. I've only ever made them. Anyway, good luck, mate. He's done it. He's done it. Check outside. Are we still?
He's got a watch.
It's okay. We're still on the same time. Holy fuck, he's did it. Michael's just smashed the time machine on his fucking head in one go, brother. Oh, fuck me. Kong.
I went in between time.
Look at that. Fucking bendy, brother. Fucking bendy, cunt. Look at all the coding that we did in there. Look at that.
That's the motherboard.
What was the pain level?
That's Steven in there.
Out of 10.
That was like, I don't know. It was nothing, really.
Okay.
I want to see if I can go all
so
the way.
So zero.
Oh. And now he has completely snapped the time machine in half.
See, the motherboard is the part you can't break because that's Steven's heart.
I don't even know what would happen if this took like...
If you fucked him there, he'd fuck you in the future somehow.
See how we made the... if you're listening on Spotify, we're holding up the motherboard here of our time machine. And you can sort of see like where we've made the connections and why we've made them there. And yeah, this equals time travel. So... crazy how he fucking figured that shit out, man. I still don't get it.
Sort of nature-y because it's green. Matt?
Vegan.
All right, the next segment has been renamed to... I'm surrounded you. And this is a segment where we just do a prank call. And just prank call people. You guys send your prank calls in. If you got someone you want to prank call, fucking call them up and fucking fuck with them.
Yes, it does.
He was recently caught sleeping with both his eyes at the same time. I don't get that. They both have kids to him and worked out they were fucking him at the same time. They're now friends and trying to piss him off. I was thinking you should call him and stir him up because both of his exes are sleeping around now. Maybe pretend to be a bloke sleeping with one of them. With one, their names are Molly and Kayla. To make shit worse, he also lost his job on the mines recently for taking explosives home to play with.
Hello?
G'day, is this Ari?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, mate. Look, my name's Gary, mate, and look, I've just found out some fucking shit news, and it's shit news for you too, mate. Like, but so basically, are you still with Molly?
No, mate.
How long have you guys been split up for?
I don't know, since like November or something.
Right, and what about, because you know Kayla too, eh?
Yeah.
Are you still with Kayla?
No.
Right. Look, mate, I've been fucking, well, it's not so bad now for you, right, but, mate, I've been bloody, I've been with Molly for about, well, it's coming up to bloody, a year and a half now, mate. Well, I've been with her, and I, like, seriously, only on the weekend just now, I found out, right, that she actually was fucking with you at the same fucking time while I was fucking her, and I fully loved her and that, man. Like, well, I was like ready to fucking like get down on one knee and shit, man. And like, it's just fucking fucked my mind right up, man. Like, so fucking I got your fucking number, right, and I thought, you know, be a good cunt, fucking call you up and let you know, like, fuck me, like, I'm shaking, man. Like, I'm fucking shaking right now, man.
Yeah, I don't know, it just feels like, I don't know, it seems like you're kind of taking a piss a bit, I don't know.
What do you mean?
No, it seems like it's one of my mates stitching me up or something.
What do you... Gary, mate, I've never fucking met you in my life. I've gotten your number off Molly's phone.
Yeah, righto. No, I don't know, it's just weird because, you know, she was living with me and everything.
Yeah, I know, mate. Well, fucking, not bloody. Some of the day, sometimes, right? She'd fucking come over in the middle of the day and fucking, and she.
Yeah, I was permanent day shift, so.
Hey.
I was permanent day shift, so that makes sense.
Yeah, so fucking, she'd come around during the day, and we'd fucking, because I got night shift, right? I'm doing bloody labour work for the bloody council, and we're fucking fixing all the roads and shit. So we only work fucking night time. So she'd fucking come around fucking like 2-3 p.m. and fucking come over and like, mate, it was like fucking, it was pretty crazy for a bit, but man, it got fucking like, you know, it got pretty fucking serious to it. And yeah, like I've found out, right, like, and I've had to just fucking, you know, fucking, I'm out of there. Like, I was fucking done, man. I was like, fucking, I gotta, and because I was trying to find out, I'm pretty sure, right, she's fucking doing some other bloke too.
You know, she's fucking, I don't know how long ago you were with her, but, no, she was, doing a bit of that on me. Like, you know, fucking, as soon as we split up, she was taking other blokes home and stuff while heavily pregnant.
Jesus, yeah, well, fucking hell, that's fucked. Well, have you fucking checked that the kids are yours?
Yeah, no, there's no denying it, mate. Like, the kids are, it's come out, split an image of its brother, of her brothers.
That sucks for you.
Fuck me, mate. It's just fucking rocked me. It's just rocked me to the core, you know, and fucking... Anyway, mate, I just wanted to bloody call and let you know that, I didn't know what you knew and that, and I was just like, fucking, you know, do the right thing here and fucking give you a call and fucking just fucking see how you knew about it, you know? So it's all up.
No, I didn't know much at all.
Yeah.
That's all good, man. It's all in the past for me. Like, you know, I got fucked over pretty bad by both. So, yeah, they're all in the rear vision mirror.
fuck, mate. Well, yeah, mate, that's bloody, yeah. Just fucking, let's just bloody hope we can fucking move on and find bloody good one of the bunch, eh? Fuck me, can't fuck.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm doing down here anyway, just coming down to play stepdad, so, yeah.
Yeah, all right, mate, well, fucking hell. I'm glad it fucking went down all right, because like, when I found out, I was fucking raging. I was like foaming at the fucking teeth, you know.
What'd you say your name was again?
Gary.
Gary who?
Gary Thompson.
Gary Thompson, yeah, right. No, well, yeah, obviously, you can understand my suspicion, because it's like, it seems like, you know,
yeah, and mate, you're fucking, you're like, you're exactly right. Like, your suspicions, like, you're 100% fucking, you're true. It's true. Like, this is a stitch up. This is a fucking, this isn't real. Like, I'm fucking,
your mate's
going, yeah, like, your mate's fucking sent in a little story down our Instagram and said, oh, here, call my mate, stitch him up. And, this is my real voice. I don't even talk like that. So, yeah, this is a 100% a prank call from Marty and Michael, the fully actual podcast.
Yeah, righto.
But fucking hell, she sounds like a piece of work, mate. Jesus.
Yeah, no, yeah, proper piece of shit.
Well, yeah, that was all a joke. So she wasn't
Marty.
Marty and Michael. No, it's we just do fucking social media, and we just had someone send in this. And yeah, it's Kyle. So yeah, sorry to call you.
No, you're all good, mate. You're all good.
Thanks for taking it like a champ, and good luck with everything, mate.
No, it's cheers, mate.
I love you.
That was awkward. I hate the guy you became.
That was,
man,
fucking awkward as fuck.
I love
fuck.
The bit where you just kept going, yeah, man.
I was tempted to just fucking hang up, because he knew straight away. But then he did believe me.
Yeah, you brought him back round downtown.
Oh, I got him, didn't I, Matthew? Back fucking hell, we need a bit of bloody work to get back to our level. Fucking month off, we're a
that
bit
was
bloody.
Okay. I enjoyed that. The character was so fucked.
It's too cringy. I don't think people are going to listen to that prank call.
We put my phone on silent. And we are the best.
We're the best.